Freedom is quite possibly our nation's most sacred tradition. We fight wars for independence here and around the world. We march across this land demanding civil rights for any human being who is denied these. We stand against suffering and injustice because this is our national legacy. These stories have trickled down to us as individuals of the United States, helping to form our characters, becoming a part of each and every one of us, making us who we are.
This year at Southwest Open School, students in the radio class were in search of stories that reflect the national idea of freedom and independence in Montezuma County. These radio pieces were produced by students who went out into the community and captured the stories of people who are living exposed to the realities of freedom.
In the United States, people live in a land of freedom and independence. Is freedom and independence the American dream?
Why are so many people giving up on everything they've ever known to come to the U.S.? Is it because this country promises freedom and independence? Because it promises jobs, free education, clean drinking water, and the opportunity to obtain the American dream?
So what is the American dream?
To many people, it is the idea that every U.S. citizen should have an equal opportunity to achieve success and prosperity through hard work, determination, and initiative.
Local construction worker Chris Curry said,
"To me, the American dream is to have security and provision for each and every one of us as United States citizens."
The famous Ohioan Myelin designer and artist once said, "To me, the American dream is being able to follow your own personal calling. To be able to do what you want to do is incredible freedom." At Southwest Open School, we as students have chosen to look into the lives of people in Montezuma County and the different ways that people are living the American dream.
17 years ago, Chris Curry and his family moved to Southwest Colorado from New York. He eventually quit going to school and started going into the career of construction. He then built the first spice box home and began his business.
I think Southwest Colorado, or the Four Corners region, is the best place in the world, so I'll say that on tape. But also, I think that a lot of the people here, I don't know how I want to say this on record, but our area is pretty open. Sort of like the wild, wild west. A lot of other areas and communities and counties have huge restrictions as to what you can do. This area, far less restricted. And I don't know how I should say this, but we could go out and build the Starship Enterprise out somewhere in the middle of the county, and as long as it passed electrical inspections, we could do that, and that's pretty neat because it gives us a lot of room to experiment and change the way we live and change the way that we build without everyone watching what we're doing.
But does this community foster an environment that allows people to be creative towards finding their dream?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of freedom in this. And in this area in particular, I think. We don't have a lot of industry, though, so I think that you don't have a ton of freedoms in choosing which way. If you wanted to become this or that, we don't, in this area, provide a lot of industry and options, so there's lack of freedom there. But I think if you could find something you love to do in this area, I think this area does provide a ton of freedoms and a great place to work.
Continue looking at the American dream. We interviewed a local business owner by the name of Sherry Tingey. Sherry started out designing and making ski clothing in Jackson Hole and later moved to Alaska. After 17 years of the Alaska lifestyle, Sherry decided to move closer to her mother, who lived in Phoenix, Arizona. She brought along with her a new idea and a new dream of building inflatable rafts. Today, Sherry lives in Mancos, Colorado and is the owner of the Alpaca Rafts.
One of the nice things in the quote-unquote American dream is it can be whatever dream you want. You don't have to follow somebody's concept. You do have the freedom to make it your dream. And within that, I say the thing about the individual dream is being willing to follow your dream.
How did you follow your individual dream and not be influenced by the greater stereotypical perception of the American dream?
If you start a business, you're going to get a ton of people telling you what to do, how to do it, what's going to work, what's not going to work. And all of that's good, but you can't listen to all of it. You do have to find the fine line of, okay, you take all of that and you get 50 things, pick the three that work, and throw the rest out. I mean, that's just been my experience. I can't say that right, but if you listen to everybody, you'll never get out the door. Get in chase of this, what I want to call the sexy dream of, I'm going to be a millionaire overnight, okay? I get an idea, I'm going to do something fabulous, and I'm going to sell it to the next guy, and I'm going to make my $1 million, and I'm going to retire. And, okay, that is one way to do something. But it isn't the way that really most of us, in reality, I mean, yeah, there are those that will have that, and I'm not saying that that's bad, but it's not the only way. And if you choose that other way of that, I want this dream to be something that's lifelong fulfilling, and that fulfills something everyone else around, you know, that's involved with it, that's a different dream, and you won't have as much help with it. And so you do have the freedom to make your choice. But I think you have to be really careful of knowing what is it you want out of it, you know, and then really following that one.
We then asked Sherry if she felt she could find success in the area.
Absolutely. It's beautiful. You can pick where you want to live and how you want to do it.
We learned about a lady named Mary Jane Millard, who lived up the river in a small town called Stoner, Colorado. We had heard that she lived a life of simplicity, seclusion, and freedom. We learned Mary was born and raised in Stoner, Colorado. Here, her family has homesteaded since the late 1800s. Stoner is where she attended grade school through high school. Later, she left to attend UCLA, where she earned her PhD in biology. She soon gave up West Coast life, answering the call of home to return to her wild western roots. She bought two plots of land, one in Cortez and the other up Stoner Creek. This began her life living her version of the American dream.
We interviewed her neighbor and friend, Scott Spear. We asked him to tell us her story.
Well, after Mary returned home to Montezuma County, she was back to living the life of a cowgirl. She then married a guy named Speck Dillard. And we've all heard some interesting stories about Speck. One story in particular that I've heard was Speck walked into the Hollywood bar some time ago and slit the throat of another man. He didn't die, however, Speck was convicted of it and ultimately went to prison. And Mary really, really, really loved that man, and she tried her best to get the county's persuasion, or get the citizens of Montezuma County to I guess lessen his sentence, and nobody wanted to follow through with that. So ultimately, Mary was without Speck.
How did Mary live as a cattle rancher?
She lived up in Stoner during the summer with her cattle, and then she would take them by horseback down Highway 145 and head down to Cortez, and would winter in Cortez with her cattle. She lived pretty minimally. She lived in these little campers, one up in Stoner and one down in Cortez, where she would actually just stay in pretty much a tent year-round. And but then with her cattle, it's kind of interesting. She pretty much did it her way. Remember, she dug her own irrigation ditch off of Stoner Creek, It was a pretty substantial ditch that ran throughout her property, and she didn't have any kind of permit or any kind of water rights for that. She just did it. And that was always pretty amazing to me. Just the engineering behind these flood irrigation ditches are pretty cool. But she, Mary just went for it. She did it. And she was pretty protective over her cattle and her land.
Do you know any wild stories about Mary?
I've heard stories of people trying to push their own cattle through Mary's property, and she would go out and greet them with her rifle in her hand, and was not very tolerant of other people going through her property. And I know of another story about her with a hot air balloon. A hot air balloon was making some kind of an emergency landing on her property in Cortez, and as the balloon was setting down, it was spooking her cattle, and Mary went out. She didn't actually shoot the balloon, but she started firing some rounds off in the air, and just to scare the folks. And I believe she was taken to court over that and won because they were trespassing and spooking her cattle. So she was definitely kind of a renegade like that. She was very protective, very hardy, very Wild West.
As Mary got older, how did her lifestyle change? Did she continue to live the way she wanted to?
Over the years, she kind of lost the use of her hips pretty much from just being on her horse nonstop. And she didn't believe in Western medicine, so nothing was ever done about her hips, so she pretty much got to where she couldn't walk. So she resided in this little shed right there next to the cafe where the old Stoner schoolhouse used to be. And she spent the rest of her days there, reading, writing down the day's temperature and the people she saw. She kept track of everything. But she was just absolutely perfectly happy right there by herself, watching her cattle go from Stoner Creek down to Cortez. Her nephew Ben Millard and Arthur, her brother, would kind of took over the cattle outfit for her. And that's pretty much what she hung on to, and she loved it. But she also just chose to live in this place by herself because she did have this mentality of being extremely simple. And she actually owns apartments in Cortez, but chose to live in this 5x10 plywood shack for whatever reason. She didn't have to. She easily could have lived in, well, on her property. She had the means to create a better home for herself, but to her, where she was at in her shack was the only home she needed and everything that she wanted. So she was a pretty incredible lady. She didn't have any electricity or running water for the last years of her life there, living right out there at Stoner. She pretty much just made do with a wood stove and some spring water and a few neighbors that would kind of help her out.
Next, we interviewed one of Mary's dear friends and caretaker named Jean Monnet. We asked her, did Mary live her dream?
More so than anybody I've ever met.
Absolutely.
She knew what she liked and liked what she knew.
We asked Scott, did Mary fulfill what she would call the American dream?
Oh, yeah. She pursued her education. She followed her love for ranching. She had her property and her cattle that she just loved and cherished and really worked hard at. Up until the very end, when she finally was, resided in her 5x12 plywood shack, where, as simple as it was, she had everything she wanted and everything she needed. She refused to leave. And she lived the way she wanted to until the day she died. And on December 21st, 2014, the winter solstice, she peacefully passed away on her 92nd birthday and is now buried next to her husband and Dolores, who she stood by and loved dearly.
The American Dream. Having a job, a big paycheck, a big house, a nice family, a nice car, freedom to do as you please, and to have everything you want. In this radio piece, we discuss the national story of freedom and independence. We chose to take a deeper look into the idea of the American Dream. We looked at the story of three individuals in Montezuma County and captured their views of the American Dream. Is the American Dream some unattainable goal? Or is it merely just an outline of the path that one chooses to take? From the stories that we gathered, the American Dream is simply whatever dream you want to pursue, and we are lucky to live in this land of freedom and independence.
This piece was produced by the radio class at Southwest Open School. The creators of this piece were
Aldine Almanianito,
Josh Barnett,
Sasha Schulte,
Kenny McGrath,
Abby Jones.
We would like to thank Jeff Pope and Tom Yoder of KSJD, the local participants interviewed for these stories and the KSJD listenership. To hear these stories again, go to ksjd.org, click on programs, or go to our site at southwestopenschool.org.
These stories reflect the citizens of Montezuma County and their experiences with freedom and independence, showing in this community how...